The 2024-25 season brings many changes to Arizona Swim and Dive, yet both first-year head coach Ben Lohrs, his staff, and this team are excited about the opportunities that these changes bring. Ahead of their home opener this weekend, Coach Ben sits down to talk about the core leadership of his team, the process of assembling his staff, and what excites him most for this season ahead. Arizona Swim and Dive has entered a new era, new head coach, new conference, new athletes, new staff. What is your vision for this program this season?
Specific to this weekend, it's just about getting started. Trying to get to know these athletes in a race context is different than getting to know them in a training context. So that's really step number one. And whatever we can do competitively this year, that's going to flow out of just working the process, and process right now is let's start racing.
You mentioned getting to the athletes. So when you first got here, how did you tackle getting to know 60 plus athletes?
Yeah, one-on-one meetings with the whole team. But even that, really, it's like until you work with somebody for a while, you don't really know them. So we're on our second round of one-on-ones right now. We've been doing one-on-one goal meetings with the entire team of almost 70 athletes. So it takes time, but that's what it's about, is just making those personal connections and helping the athlete feel like not only are they a part of a team, something special, but also that their individual needs are being taken care of. So we strive for both of those.
And you're welcoming 23 new freshmen.
That's true.
How do you help them assimilate into the team and just build up that team culture as well?
Well, that all has to do with captains and leaders. I'm really grateful. We've got a fantastic group of captains. I know you've talked to a couple already, but Jaden, Tate, Brooke, Paige, and Alyssa doing a fantastic job. They're really selfless people. They truly are team over self people. And that's really the number one way to help the freshmen feel like, initiated into the program in the right way.
Mm-hmm. For the past several months, you've been assembling your staff here. Let's talk about the coaches that you retained. How big of a get was it to retain Coach Beard and Coach Dumais?
Well, Coach Dwight, of course, is an Olympic coach, so I learn stuff from him every week, and really grateful that he wants to be here. He's built his diving coaching career here, and so grateful that he wants to continue that, and excited about what we can do as we bring in some really good recruits the next year or two. He and I had a meeting last week about what's on the docket there, and it's exciting stuff. So for Coach Amanda, one thing that is unique about Amanda is her own personal career as a swimmer. And so just the instant rapport she brings to the higher level athletes in the program is really noticeable. So that's been great for her to remain on staff.
Why was it the right time to bring back Coach Richardson to Tucson?
Yeah, for Coach Pete, he just is passionate about Arizona swimming and diving. And, it was funny, we had a team meeting yesterday, just prepping for our first competition, laying out some expectations about here's how we act as a team at meets, here's how we act as a team on the road. And and Pete jumped in there, and it was like, it was like speech from any given Sunday. We literally, the team burst into spontaneous applause when he was done, So it's like, it's never the wrong time to bring back a guy like that with so much passion. He's a really creative and innovative sprint coach. So I know that our sprint group has really appreciated what he's bringing to the table, just in terms of technique and power. A lot of feedback about the intentionality of what he's doing with that group. And so that's been great to hear.
And then what did Coach Sullivan and Coach Blum bring to the team as well?
Well, we've already added thousands of Instagram followers, and that's full credit to Coach Lauren and the work that she's doing there, the ownership she's taken. But just her presence on deck, too, has been really important. She's written some great sets the last few weeks and has done a great job of helping monitor the center, the middle of the team, the people who swim the 100s and 200s as always in college swimming, the largest portion of any team. And so she's done a really good job of helping dial in what that group needs. And then Coach Blum has obviously only been here 2 weeks. We're really excited about just like I said in my my notice when he got hired, the quote that I gave was that he brings great depth of experience from both the club and the college background. He's a super technical coach. And so he's really brought that to the staff. He's not always lived in the college world. He's always lived just really in swimming. And in college athletics, it's really easy to sometimes get distracted by, got to recruit this or do this press conference or whatever. And his mind is really more on like the pure swimming. And that's been a great addition to the staff.
So how do you tackle designing a training schedule for such a diverse group of athletes?
Yeah, so the training schedule, I mean, each of those coach has their own athletes. And I really believe in empowering the coaches, giving them autonomy over the groups that they coach. So that's certainly one piece of it. But then also, like, every facility and every team has got its own idiosyncrasies. And so we're finishing up cycle two for us. Our training cycles are, you know, and as we finish up cycle two, like, each cycle we've just learned a little bit more about how this pool works and how we can flow and when we can combine the groups and when we need to split. So it's just one foot in front of the other. And, you know, just try to each week, like, hone that a little bit. I've been trying to find that balance between like mapping everything out and just locking it in and also just going day by day. Like, there's some place in the middle where we need to live, where it's like, yeah, we've got a plan, but also each week we need to refine that. And, you know, this is a new team to us, a new pool. And so that's really important, is to have some fluidity to be able to grow into what it needs to be.
How many cycles are there?
Seven.
Okay. And that takes you through NCAAs?
It does.
Okay, nice. So with the addition of Arizona to the Big 12 Conference, does this impact your preparation at all for the team?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, in the sport of swimming, our win-loss record in the dual meet is not really any factor on how good we're going to be at the Big 12 Championship and NC2As in March. And that's really, we're laser-focused on that goal. So we just had one of our guys, Thomas Lechminas, just qualified for Short Course World Championships. So that may affect his ability to race short course yards for a month, but big picture, that's the right move, not only for him at NC2As, but to be internationally ranked. And so, you know, that's the kind of thing where it's really important to support our athletes in that kind of endeavor. So his training cycle will look a little different than everybody else's in December, no problem. You know, so just being able to flow through the cycles and get better each one, that's really the thing. So the Big 12 Conference doesn't really affect the preparation. It's more about like just getting ready for NC2As in March.
What have you learned about your team so far this fall?
Well, I mean, you learn something every day. You know, I would say, like I mentioned a moment ago, I've learned that the captains are really great in terms of being team over self. Like, they really are interested in the team and its reputation and how it's growing. So that's been something I'm really grateful for. I've also learned that there's a group of people who are hungry to get better, and didn't know that coming in, and have been really like excited and grateful to learn that.
What does excite you most about just the season ahead and being here at Arizona?
Just the opportunity to get better. It's a challenge. Where this program's been at the last couple of years, there's a high ceiling above us. And so that's it. That's what it's about. See if we can step into that space and make it better every week.
Does your team have a motto, a slogan, anything this year?
Yeah, it's always the same. You've heard me say it a couple times. If you walk out the hallway down there, it's on the wall, team over self.
Arizona Swim and Dive will host their home opener against Utah this Friday with events starting at 4 p.m. Competition will continue through Saturday beginning at 11 a.m. We will see you then at Hillenbrand Aquatic Center. Bear down and go Cats.